Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1764. Is it too late to invest? By Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Is it too late to invest? By Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. When it comes to investing for retirement, starting earlier is always the best option. What can you do if you've missed a significant number of prime investing years? Hard lessons learned on investing. I started investing much later than I would have liked. As a young 20-something, I just didn't understand the need for retirement planning. I was young and retirement was way off in the very distant future. Was it really though? Retirement might be years away for most of us, yet saving for retirement should start early. When you start saving for retirement, the act of investing is so much more than the few dollars that are being placed into an account each paycheck. Retirement savings is significantly affected by the investments chosen, time invested, and compound interest. In my early 20s, as I began my career, all of these concepts were unfamiliar to me, and with no understanding of this, I saw no urgency to start younger. The lost years. The years of lost time will undoubtedly cost me greatly, but dwelling on the lost time and poor choices will not change anything. Instead, I have chosen to develop a game plan to make a difference in the future. 3% plus match into my 401k, Roth IRA, and stash investment account where I choose investments I'm interested in pursuing and learn investing on my own. Each of these investments is different and helps me to diversify and try something different. The stash investments are riskier than some because I'm choosing investments and managing them with no experience. The upside is that I'm investing a small amount every week and learning on my own how investing works. I'm enjoying getting the experience and discovering what investments are growing and where they're headed. This challenge has taught me a lot in the past few years, and I'm sure will continue to teach me. I'm discovering why they recommend diversity in investments as I see the market reactions to various factors. Having too much money in a few stocks could be very devastating if that's where you're placing your hope for the future. It's not too late to start now. If you're like me and have missed years of investment opportunities, it's never too late to start now. You can never get those missed years back, but you can start before you miss any more years of potential growth. Growth in any situation starts with small, consistent steps. Those consistent steps combined with a positive outlook can help you become more faithful in your retirement savings goals. If you're just starting a 401k, a great place to begin is with the amount your employer will match. In my case, that's 3% of what I earn, and they match the same. Depending on your employer, you may have more of a match or less. Take advantage of any additional funding opportunities like this to grow your retirement savings more. Saving for retirement in addition to your 401k. Another great chance to save for retirement is a Roth IRA, which is often available in addition to your 401k. Sometimes just saving 3% to your 401k seems like more we can afford. And if that's you, I completely understand. This is why I waited until my mid-20s to start my 401k, because I never felt like I could part with even a few extra dollars every paycheck. I recommend going over your budget as best as you can to allow for the minimum 401k contribution at least. If you can find other ways to save and invest for retirement, do it when you can, but start now as small as you have to. Every dollar invested today is worth more down the road due to compound interest with the years it will be earning for you. Learn from your mistakes and move on. I'm no expert on investing, but I'm learning as I go, just like you will too. Experts don't become experts overnight. They learn and become experts through wise counsel, positive and even negative experiences with managing finances. A few great ways to learn more about your finances and investing would be: listen to experts and read their recommendations. Try yourself to begin investing on a small scale, move slowly and cautiously as you learn. And seek advice from a trusted financial expert and let them advise you on your next smart financial move. Seek advice from trustworthy sources. Keep in mind, not every financial expert has your best interest in mind. Ask lots of questions, make sure that you're investing and making choices that are best for you. Many financial experts make money when you invest, so their recommendations could be biased based upon commissions to be earned. Pay close attention to whether the choices you're making will benefit you most and voice your concerns if you feel it's not in your best interest. In a lot of ways, learning to manage your finances are trial and error. We often learn best through mistakes, but hopefully when we make mistakes, those are not too financially devastating. Taking chances with your finances can be necessary at times to experience some growth. When you take a chance, make sure that when you do that, you're in a place where a loss will not be crippling. Loss is inevitable along your investment journey, but consistent investing over time also leads to growth that would not otherwise have been possible. You just listened to the post titled, "Is It Too Late to Invest?" by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think the only way to make up for lost time when it comes to investing is to increase the percentage of income you're investing. And you do this by decreasing your expenses and increasing your income. If you can make big cuts to your three biggest expenses, which for most people are going to be housing, transportation, and food, this is where you're going to see the most opportunity to increase contributions to your investments. There is no magic bullet to saving for retirement, but getting a late start is not the end of the world. There are plenty of examples of people who started late and still succeeded. My favorite example is a couple I met at a Camp Fi event. They were bankrupt at 50 years old, but completely turned it around and retired at 60. You can learn more about Becky and Steven on their blog, startedat50.com. While most people think that the FIRE movement, financial independence retire early, appeals mostly to young people, I strongly disagree. If you're starting late, you're going to need to be aggressive, and you can learn a ton from the FIRE movement, as we typically have saving and investing rates of 50% or more. The idea that FIRE is only for young people is a typical misconception that I've seen turned on its head at the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce. More than 20% of our audience is over 50, which I find very encouraging. This demonstrates that it's never too late, and I find that the older crowd has some of our most enthusiastic participants, which makes the whole weekend way more fun. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.